The Reverend Eli Ulysses Cook made his way from the rumour-pelted village through the silent, slumberous heat of the July afternoon, up the slopes of Benipuch to the old manse. Vestiges of partitions, piles of planking and straw, masses of metal. For almost a minute he stood there. There was nothing visible there, but turning his head back, he was stricken rigid with horror by the swift, noiseless apparition of Nebo Gipfel, ghastly pale.
"What do you do here?"
Cook answered not a word, but stared with hair erect, open mouth and dilated eyes at the dark red unmistakable smear that streaked the pure ivory and gleaming nickel and shining ebony of the platform.
"In heaven's name, what are you?" he gasped.
"I have not treated you to a disembodied spirit or anything nearly so extraordinary. May I offer you this?"
The clergyman submitted quietly to the brandy, and then stared perplexed into Nebo Gipfel's face, vainly searching his memory for what occurrences had preceded his insensibility. Dr. Nebo Gipfel smiled quietly.
"Come and look at these diagrams."
Hark! He paused and listened.
"Do you hear what they are crying? Burn the murderer! Do you hear? There is no time to be lost. Kill the devil's claw! Come! Come!"
And seizing his unresisting visitor by the wrist, he forced him towards the glittering machine. Cook sat down and covered his face with his hands. In another moment, the door was flung open, and old Pritchard stood blinking on the threshold. A pause, a hoarse shout changing suddenly into a sharp, shrill shriek, a thunderous roar like the bursting forth of a great fountain of water. The voyage of the Chronic Argonauts had begun.